Contract buying and other ordering approaches. Organizations can use a number of ordering approaches, as shown in Exhibit 4-108. Note that purchase orders use the purchasing cycle for low volume or one-time purchases, while longer-term arrangements use contract buying. These can take the form of blanket purchase orders or lean purchasing. Two types of managed inventories are vendor-managed inventory, VMI, and consignment. Purchasing cycle, purchase orders. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a purchase order, PO, as follows. The purchaser's authorization used to formalize a purchase transaction with a supplier. A purchase order, when given to a supplier, should contain statements of the name, part number, quantity, description, and price of the goods or services ordered, agreed to terms as to payment, discounts, date of performance, and transportation, and all other agreements pertinent to the purchase and its execution by the supplier. Some items are ordered from a list of preferred suppliers at a defined price. Sometimes a more formal request for quote process is required. Purchasing will select a supplier based on the requisition requirements and approve vendor lists and issue a PO. Once released, the PO is considered an open order until the end of the purchasing cycle. Alternatively, purchasing might use various types of auctions or trade exchange services to find suppliers when price is the primary criterion, for example, for commodities. One example is a reverse auction, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as an internet auction in which suppliers attempt to underbid their competitors. Company identities are known only by the buyer. On the supplier side, order processing starts once the customer's order is received. Order processing is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the activity required to administratively process a customer's order and make it ready for shipment or production. Contract buying, blanket purchase orders, and lien. Contract buying is the authorization of material releases against the long-term contract. It is used for high volume and or high frequency purchases such as for material requirements planning, MRP. Rather than generating a purchase order, purchasing will release orders against the schedule or in lots as specified in the blanket purchase order or other long-term contract. A blanket purchase order is issued under a blanket agreement or master contract with a supplier. Blanket purchase orders are generally used when the purchaser and the supplier have agreed to the periodic supply of the item at a defined price for an extended period of time, usually 6 to 12 months. Under a blanket purchase agreement, the customer may commit to purchasing a certain amount of material over the agreement period. Purchasing is then able to release purchase orders as they arise against the standing agreement. Blanket order agreements reduce the transactional costs associated with inventory. They are used primarily with materials that are bought on a regular and predictable basis, such as basic production materials and maintenance items. For MRP planned orders, often the supplier is given a copy or view of the material requirements plan so they can produce the units that will be needed. This is called supplier scheduling when the supplier uses the planned orders directly in their own MRP process. Contract buying is also used with Kanban and buffer replenishment. In lean manufacturing, the purchasing process itself can be seen as a potential source of waste. Supplier partners are selected based on their willingness to collaborate in a waste-saving, quality-improving process. These agreements include ways to streamline communication, minimize paperwork, and enlist the supplier in problem-solving and performance improvement processes. Rather than purchase orders, resupply is triggered by Kanban signals, for example, empty bin, card, flashing light, electronic signal. The buyer gains by decreasing inventory waste, and the supplier gains through a stable, more long-term relationship. Managed inventories, VMI, consignment, continuous replenishment. In vendor-managed inventory, the supplier tracks and maintains inventory at agreed levels, submitting invoices as defined in agreements. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary describes vendor-managed inventory, VMI, as follows. A means of optimizing supply chain performance in which the supplier has access to the customer's inventory data and is responsible for maintaining the inventory level required by the customer. This is accomplished by a process in which resupply is performed by the vendor through regularly scheduled reviews of the on-site inventory. The on-site inventory is counted, damaged or outdated goods are removed, and the inventory is restocked to predefined levels. the vendor obtains a receipt for the restocked inventory and accordingly invoices the customer. When Procter & Gamble, P&G, was having serious issues with its diaper production due to wide swings in orders, the bullwhip effect, they determined that the root cause was that they were forecasting based on orders rather than on actual demand. Actual demand was not varying nearly as much, so they proposed an innovative solution in the days before supply chain management or integrated information systems. They proposed taking over management of the inventories for their diapers at retailer stores. P&G decided when to replenish based on actual demand information. This innovation leveled out their production and reduced inventory levels. It came to be called vendor-managed inventory. Note that this is not meant to imply that VMI is the only way to mitigate the bullwhip effect. Organizations can use in-house inventory management policies and controls to smooth out inventory levels to some degree, for example. VMI can be used with or without consignment. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines consignment in part as the process of a supplier placing goods at a customer location without receiving payment until after the goods are used or sold. In an industrial setting, consignment takes the form of suppliers storing inventory at the buyer's plant. The ownership is transferred when an item is removed from inventory and entered into production. Payment is not made until the item is used. A supplier representative may be on site with consignment and/or VMI. Either method can minimize the bullwhip effect, reduce total inventories, and minimize the chance of stockouts, and can also eliminate the need to make many small MRP order releases. Another variation of managed inventories is called continuous replenishment. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines continuous replenishment as follows: a process by which a supplier is notified daily of actual sales or warehouse shipments and commits to replenishing these sales, for example, by size or color, without stockouts and without receiving replenishment orders. The result is a lowering of associated costs and an improvement in inventory turnover.